Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls from Independence Baptist Church, and we want to welcome you back this morning. Now, as you know, our previous topic on the broadcast had been about the eternal security of the believer. Now, during those broadcasts, we mentioned that some people say, you know, once you're saved, you don't have to serve the Lord anymore, and you don't have to follow the Lord in your life. And this is such a false statement and such a false belief. And honestly, people who truly believe that and practice that concept, they really haven't seen what Christ has done for them. So as we thought about what to bring for the following broadcasts, this message really jumped out at me. The message is entitled, Christ is Our Ransom. The text will be in Matthew chapter 20, and we'll be dealing with what Christ did for us, what it means when we talk about being ransomed by Christ, and it also talks about what Christ expects of us because we're ransomed. So please follow along as Pastor Reynolds talks about Christ, our ransom.
Book of Matthew, if you would, chapter 20 this morning. I'd like to think about Christ who paid our ransom. Actually, Christ is our ransom. It's not just that Christ paid our ransom. Rather, that Christ is our ransom. Now, the passage we're going to read is in the book of Matthew 20 and verse 28. And notice some things about this. Matthew 20 and verse 28. The subject here is not that Christ is the ransom or that Christ is talking about salvation. That's not it at all. But let's just read the verse and you'll see what I'm saying. Matthew 20 and verse 28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, I pray today that as I bring this word that You might put in my mouth the things that needs to be said. And I pray, Lord, that You would intervene in those situations where I forget or where that I don't understand. And Lord, I pray that You might give this folks the power to hear, Lord, and know that You are the one that's paid the ransom for us. Bless us now, Father, as we go through this lesson, that Your will and Your will might be done. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. As I said, the subject here is not salvation at all. You'll notice in verse 28, if you read the verse very carefully, it says this, even as the Son of Man, came not to be ministered unto, but to minister. And then He adds as kind of a parenthetical thought after this, and to give His life a ransom for many. And there's one thing that we know for certain, that Jesus Christ did give His life a ransom for us. The subject of the passage here begins in verse 20 of this same chapter. And in this place, the Bible speaks here in verse 20 of the mother of Zebedee's children coming with her two sons, worshiping Christ and desiring a certain thing of Him. And Jesus said, what will you in verse 21? And she said in verse 21, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom. In other words, we want to be in a predominant place. In verse 22, Jesus said, you don't know what you're asking. And sometimes we do ask of Christ things that we don't know what we're talking about. We don't know the depth of it all. And Jesus said, are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? And they said, we're able. That might be a rather startling statement to us. But Jesus said unto them in verse 23, ye shall drink indeed of my cup and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on the right hand and the left hand, it is not mine to give, but it is given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. So there was a disagreement here. And the disciples in verse 24, when they heard about this, when the other 10 heard about it, they became very indignant against the two brethren. And this is rather a unique situation, because it's not often you find in the Scriptures that the apostles are at odds one with another. They're just in agreement all the time. But in this particular case, they are in disagreement and indignation, the Bible says. In verse 25, Jesus said, okay, here's the thing that you folks don't understand about sitting on the right and the left hand. You don't get this. It's not like it is in this world. He says in verse 25, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority over them. So you know how the chain of command works in this world, don't you? You know how that one person is over another. You understand that. And that's what you think the kingdom of heaven is going to be like. But he said this in verse 26. It shall not be so among you. That's not the way it is. To exercise dominion and authority, that's not what it's about. And he said this, whosoever shall be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So he's talking about in the kingdom of God, it does not work the same as it does in this world. I've often said that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, especially speaking about Independence Baptist Church, we are not a business. We don't operate like a business, do we? We operate under the command of the Lord. And that's, we sometimes do things that doesn't make much sense financially, economically, or whatever. And when you think about it, it's a little bit, what's the word? It's a little bit unsettling, perhaps, to some, for a church to be supported by tithes and offerings and not by a forced tax. Because are you sure you're going to get enough? We're just trusting the Lord in that. We're just trusting the Lord in that. So you see, this thing about exercising authority in that, and that's what these two had on their mind, was to exercise authority. But then he says this in verse 28, even as. So he says the way the kingdom is supposed to operate is the same way that I operate. He said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto. And you know that's so. Jesus Christ did not come into this world so that we could wait on Him. He said in verse 28, I came to minister. I came to be your servant. I came to be a blessing to you. I came to help you. That's the way the kingdom works. And in that fact, the kingdom works like this. You don't come to church to get. You don't come to church to exercise authority over anybody. Rather, you come to give. You come to give honor and glory unto the Lord. That's why we come together, is to worship the Lord. And he said here in this place, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give His life a ransom for many. He did not say here that He's giving His life a ransom for all. But He's giving His life a ransom for many. Not all. Everybody is not going to be saved. Everybody is not going to heaven when they die. Jesus Christ came to give His life a ransom. What is a ransom? Now, and understand here what He's saying in verse 28. And to give what? His life. He did not say, and to give the wealth of heaven. He didn't say that. But he had rather to give his life. I want to say unto you that it's one thing to give your wealth, but it's another thing to give your life. Totally different ball game altogether. To give your life. That's what Christ came to give, was his life, a ransom for many. What is a ransom? What is a ransom? I think that all of you can think about a child or an adult or someone that's been kidnapped by a criminal. And they've taken this person away from where they belong. They've taken them unto another place and they've hid them away. And they're saying, these criminals are saying, we're going to hurt, we're going to injure, possibly kill your loved one if you don't pay the ransom. You know, you're thinking about that and you understand what that is. A ransom is a covering. That's the definition of the word. It is an atonement. That's a Bible word. And that's what people do. When they pay a ransom for their loved one, they're paying this sum of money in order to secure the safety and the life of their loved one that has been stolen away from them. And that's what Jesus Christ came to do. He came to pay not the wealth of heaven, but Jesus Christ came and he paid his life, a ransom for many that had been kidnapped away because of sin that had entered into the world, and sin has claimed many, many people, claimed every person, actually. But Jesus will not redeem every person, but he will redeem many. That's what he says. But he gave his life for that ransom. The ransom is the price or the payment made for our redemption. It is a price paid for freeing one that is captive. You understand that? The very fact that Jesus Christ said here in this place that the kingdom of God is nothing like the operations of this world. It's an entirely different thing altogether. And he said, I came to give my life a ransom for you.
Now Jesus has given his life for our sins. He was the ransom for us so that we might have eternal life. He's our ransom, and he's commanded us to minister to each other. We're to serve him, and we're to be an encouragement to each other. Now, as Pastor Reynolds mentioned, we don't come to church to get something, but we give glory and worship to God. We come together to minister and to encourage each other. You know, and I'm amazed at all the different things that God does for us. He saved us when we didn't deserve it. He keeps us when we don't deserve it. He gives us blessings. He sends us other Christian believers to encourage and to strengthen us. And he gives us the ability to serve him and the strength to accomplish things that we could not do on our own. You know, and if you're saved, but you've not been in church, you know, you might be feeling discouraged. You might be feeling out of touch with God. You know, he's provided not only the way of salvation, but he's given us churches for growing, for encouragement, and for worshiping him. And you're always welcome to come and join us for services. We have Sunday school starting at 10 a.m. with worship services from 11 to 12. We also have a Sunday afternoon service, which starts with a prayer meeting at 4 and worship services at 4:30. And we also have a Wednesday night Bible study, which starts at 7 o'clock. Now, we are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. For more information about our church, you can log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And on the website, you'll find books and articles about what we believe, as well as many different sermons from Pastor Reynolds and from others. Now, the books and sermons can be downloaded for free off of the website there. If you'd like a printed copy of the book, you can order that from the website, or you can call us at 636-673-2180. There's also on that website, there are also radio broadcasts, some prior radio broadcasts that you can listen to as well. Now, our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening this morning, and we want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.